Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
All right. So right now here on Loud and Local, I'm talking with a band called Scarves, at least a couple of the members of the band. First off, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you do in Scarves?
Hi, I'm Nico. I play guitar and sing, sort of like the center human of the band.
I'm Nessa, and I write guitar parts in response to his parts and do some backup vocals.
An orbital human.
Yes.
A call and response kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And who are we missing? Is there any other members of the group that we're missing?
The main person we're missing is our boy Elijah Sokolov, who's unfortunately got a bad case of living in New York. So
So a bi-coastal band. Nice.
Indeed.
So your new album, Delicate Creatures, is coming out August 26th. Is this something that was, you know, like a pandemic project? Did you guys like, you know, hunker down and start working on this in the thick of the pandemic, or when did you really start getting started on this thing?
It's interesting because like the record itself is like a pandemic project, but the songs that went into it started like 3 years ago now.
Oh wow.
In my mom's basement during that big snowstorm we had in Seattle.
Yes.
And then we sort of like worked on them with Elijah in New York. And then during the pandemic, we were like, we have nothing better to do. Let's hit up one of our producer friends and see if he'll let us crash in his basement for a week. And that's kind of where it came from.
Nice. Okay. So, if you don't mind, can I get a little bit of the backstory of the group? When did you guys all meet and how'd you guys get Scarves started?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, Nico's been playing under the Scarves moniker for years now.
Close to 10, as gross as that is to say out loud. Yeah.
I moved to Seattle in 2017 and met Nico at a basement show that his friend was playing. I happened to be wearing a Hopalong shirt, which is a band he likes. And so he asked me to try out for his band. And And then we moved to New York in 2019,
that is correct.
And met Eli about 2 weeks into that endeavor.
Yeah, it was super weird. About 2 weeks into us moving there, one of my best friends from elementary school was playing a show in New York.
Wow.
And we like went there and I didn't have any friends. And they were opening for this really weird loud punk band that Eli was just like, he was sessioning in. And I just went in the green room. I was like, I'm from Seattle. I don't have any friends. I play music. Will you please be my friend? And then, you know, he kind of decided he wanted to make our music better and decided
nice.
To stay. Yeah.
So you moved to New York together and you guys were doing doing Scarves over there, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What brought you back to Seattle?
Pandemic. The great panini pressed us down.
Yeah.
We lived on one of the streets where they had the,
We lived near a hospital.
Yeah. And they're on our street where these like big trucks that they were putting bodies into. Oh, yeah. So we were like, maybe not the city for us right now.
Yes. There was a lot of people, I think, that moved away from New York City during the pandemic, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was a smart move.
Yeah. Was it nice to be back here in Seattle?
Yeah, it's been really great to be back, especially like these very rare few beautiful days we're getting right now. But like I miss New York, but I feel like Seattle's just got like a groove that's easy to get into.
Absolutely. What neighborhood do you guys live in?
Fremont.
Oh, cool. I live over in Greenwood, so good vibe. Yeah.
Okay.
My internet stalking showed something about Dusty Strings in your
repertoire. Yes, I work over at the Dusty Strings warehouse, actually, in Inner Bay. So anyone that's listening now can totally stalk me. But yeah, we do have the shop over. That's my day job. We do have the shop over in Fremont. A great shop. So
yeah, and I do highly recommend stalking Kevin for everyone listening. Nice. I just want to say I fully endorse that.
I appreciate it. Awesome. Well, okay. So your band camp says you guys are my little brother's favorite band. Is this something that like a publication quoted as, or like, is this something you just came up with?
I just feel like it's true. Like I've always felt I've always felt like we're a band that Seth from the OC would really like. And just to me encapsulates perfect like little brother energy.
Sure.
So like, cause I can imagine like someone's little brother coming in and being like, can you play this record I just bought at like Sonic Boom? And it's us.
That's awesome. Total like 2005 Death Cab for Cuties, OC CD mix CD vibes, right? There you go.
Breaks my heart. The OC's over. We would have been such a choice cut for that.
Right. Right after Imogen Heap or something. So,
yeah.
Okay. Right. So what was that?
No, I was going to like Scarves. Perfect music to write a murder note to.
Oh my gosh. So how'd you guys stay sane during the pandemic? If you don't mind me, or did you not?
I don't think we did.
No, we definitely went a little off the handle sometimes. I mean, honestly, like the record, having something to look forward to with writing and recording that really helped. It was kind of a lifeline for us. I know like I do some solo stuff and like I was always like trying to, you know, make sure I was writing and just like putting my efforts into something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, because otherwise it's really easy to like spiral out in the isolation.
Yep.
Yeah, as soon as we got the dates on the calendar to record, it felt like it felt like life had some momentum again, because there was just such a long period of time where it was like there was nothing to hold on to. And then I almost wish we booked the sessions further out just so it could have been like another little like North Star to guide us through the pandemic.
Well, now you have the album release and this big interview on KIS Dub. No, I'm just kidding.
I grew up listening to KISW. This is awesome.
Yeah, man. You're probably listening to Ricker and you know, Jolene and everyone. So
Jolene.
Yeah. Yes, shout
Jolene,
out.
Jolene.
Yep. So okay, so what got you guys into music? You know, what were your first, you know, favorite artists and the people that inspired you to make music?
For me, music was like, it's weird because I didn't grow up in a household where music was like everywhere. I remember going to one of my mom's friends' houses and her little brother or like her son was really into Linkin Park. So that was the first like band that I was like, this owns. And I remember I like begged my parents to buy me one of those like weird blue boom boxes everyone had and a copy of Hybrid Theory. And just like would literally sit in our hallway bouncing to it. And so I feel like I fell in love with just like guitars ever since then.
On the day that we're recording this, and obviously it'll be quite a while since it'll air, probably closer to the release of the album and whatnot. But on the day that this is being recorded, it was actually the anniversary of the death of Chester Bennington. So RIP to Chester. Yeah.
Yeah.
To totally bring down the vibe. Sorry about that. And how about you?
Nessa, you have a fun story
to bring up the vibe.
I guess what got me into music? I mean, my dad and I used to play together. I would sing and he would play guitar. And I remember like the day came when I was 14 and he taught me how to play a Redemption song. And then he taught me zero anything else about guitar. But yeah, it was that, a combination of that. And then like getting into the White Stripes and wanting to play all those riffs.
And 5 years ago today, joy. Jack White.
But yeah, that's basically it. And I, you know, I wrote a song after my first ever heartbreak and then it was over. So
yeah, I guess getting dumped really started me making music too. So really, okay. I think everyone should just get broken up with and start a band. Yeah. That's like my advice to the children out there.
I mean, that was the ticket for me for writing. Like yeah. I couldn't finish a song before that. So
find the wrong person, write the right song.
Hey.
Do you ever revisit those songs and you're just like, oh my gosh, I can totally remember that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are a little more cringe than others, hey. You know, but I remember that process of mm-hmm. like writing the first song and wanting to get all the words just right. And all the like little scribbles and crossouts that I did before I yeah. switched to like typing out music.
Do you have a cringe lyric you can think of off the top of your head from those early songs?
Oh, on the spot.
What's like the most embarrassing thing you could say on the air
right now? Seriously, yeah, no, I don't know. How about you, Nico?
No, every lyric I do is pure fire. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure they're all terrible.
Way go. Nice. Okay, well, okay, so kind of on this, you know, idea of, you know, kind of like sad vibes and, you know, heartbreak and stuff. If you're having a crap day, whether it's, you know, you're frustrated at work or, you know, you're going through a breakup or you're just, you know, angry or something, what's an album that you can put on, you know, that just will put you in a better mood, whether it's, you know, something aggressive that'll get your frustration out, whether it's something, you know, very soothing. What's an album that you can reach for that's just a good vibe album for you?
Oh, man. I'd have to say The Milk-Eyed Mender by Joanna Newsom. It is yeah. the most deeply comforting record to me. And like with all its little quirks. Yeah, I think that one is one that can just like lift my spirits. Yeah.
I feel like when I'm having a really bad day, like if I want to lean into the aggression side of it and get as far away from Joanna Newsom as possible, because I do, I feel like since I was a kid, if I want to rock out against the world, it's always like Domestika by Cursive.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like that opening riff, I'm like, I can't be in a world other than just like blind. I mean, it's funny when you think about like a 13-year-old kid being like, this guy's divorce really impacts me. but just those riffs are really like, oh, they hit the heart like a war drum.
You know, I never got into Domestika, but the ugly organ is something that I love. I should give Domestika a listen.
It's really like, it's so rough and short too, mm-hmm. where it's like 8 minutes of just like real Fugazi worship, but just with like this kid screaming his like little throat out.
Nice.
Where the ugly organ is this gorgeous tapestry of a record. That record's just like a beer can with a cigarette floating in it.
I like the way you describe that. Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to check that album out. So, okay. So you guys are a Northwest band, whether you like it or not, you're coming back to Seattle. You're back in Seattle. Whether you try to escape, what's your favorite?
No one ever leave.
Yeah.
Yes. What's your favorite Northwest bands or bands of all time or artists, musicians? Oh. Doesn't matter. What's your favorite? Some of your favorite Northwest artists.
My favorite Northwest artist of all time is probably always going to be Modest Mouse, just because like yeah. East Side Kid growing up in that shadow.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'm more of a Decemberist person. Okay. I'm the softer side of this band. If my choices weren't like. Sure. making that obvious. So yeah, I'm big into that, those grandiloquent lyrics.
Mm-hmm. I just love sound.
December is for Portland, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's still Northwest.
Yeah.
Where do you feel like you draw the line? Where do you draw the lines at Northwest? This is like a big, like, can you say Built to Spill or are you like Boise's not?
I mean, Northwest? I'd say, you know, I got like a Tree People CD the other day and I was like, I'll play that on the show. You know, it's Northwest-ish, you know, it's on CZ Records. It's a Seattle label. It's a, you know, a Boise, Idaho, you know, old school Built to Spill, pre-Built to Spill. I would say that they're Northwest, but maybe that's just because, you know, maybe if it was an artist I didn't like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give them the pass.
And can you list off a few of those real quick? Who would you not say?
No way. Maybe that's on the Patreon. No, I'm just kidding. No. So, you know, because, you know, whether you're like, oh man, I got to play this Elliott Smith song, but you know, but because, you know, you love it and you want to put it on, but, Northwest, I would say, you know, maybe Vancouver, BC to like Idaho ish, maybe, you know, Boise to like Portland, but mostly Washington State, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like that's appropriate. Mostly Washington. I feel like it's also every time I say this, I always, because I've been asked this before, and then someone will also remind me of a band that's from the Northwest that I like never remember. Because like even Elliot Smith, for some reason, I always forget is from the Northwest.
Yep. So you were an East Side kid. Did you go to A, Ground Zero, B, Redmond Firehouse, or C, Kirkland Teen Union Building?
K-Tub.
Yeah.
I did not know. I was more of a Firehouse kid.
Yeah.
I've played them all more times than I could ever count. But like, I feel like I was the tail end of the punk years of the Firehouse. So like, yeah. I got to hear the legends of seeing like, you know, the Vodolatos just crush it daily with like the, you know, where Elliot, I got to like hear about those, but then I would go to a show and it'd be like me and my terrible friends making terrible music.
See all the Waxwing posters and you're like, man.
Oh yeah. It'd be like, there's one that's like Death Cab, Elliot Smith, it's Elliot Smith, Death Cab for Cutie, and then Introducing Modest Mouse is the poster. And it's like $5. And it's a picture of a golem. Like a Jewish golem from the story. And I remember that poster specifically.
Wow, that's good. Nice. All right. Well, dude, so many Northwest legends. And Scarves is now the next legend of the Northwest.
Stealing that torch.
Exactly. Okay, so, you know, to someone that, you know, doesn't, isn't familiar with your band, you know, how would you describe this album as opposed to your last albums? What stands out to you about this newest album?
I think it's more user friendly.
I think, you know, in our previous albums, we've had kind of rougher edges, kind of a more raw sound. And in this one, we're a little bit more polished.
Sure.
There's a lot of headphone candy and like production stuff that our good friends Eli and Brandon have inflected in it. So it's like, even though I also thought of Dinner Dates, our last record, as lush, I feel like this record is like overgrowth in that kind of vein.
Yeah, we were really lucky to work with Brendan Eggleston on this, who's like an absolute genius producer. He did a bunch of Modest Mouse records. He's been there he actually has worked on a bunch of Modest Mouse records, but he like produced a lot of Mountain Goats records and tours with that band as their sound person. Wow. And it's just this like, he'll just get quiet for a second and then come up with like a genius layer to add So I feel like this record is like, if you like production and like really really well thought out arrangements. And also, I guess I sing on this record as opposed to squeal on the other records, like little kind of like a little like screechy little kid. Someone once described me as what it sounds like when you're playing Zelda and Link falls off a cliff. Yeah, and on this record, I sound like this. I sound more like adult Link role.
Oh, nice. Okay. Adult Link. Nice. All right. So if you want to hear adult Link singing over some lush melodies, then, you know, check it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you guys have any shows coming up?
Nope.
No, I guess not.
Okay.
It's like, depending on when this is announced, we might, but I don't know.
Fair enough. We're going to go into a song. Why don't you choose a song why don't we choose one of the singles? Which of the singles do you want to play?
Let's do Dead Batteries.
Yeah.
I feel like the KISW crew is going to like that one.
Okay, Nico, here's the deal. You grew up listening to KISW, so we're going to go into Dead Batteries, but I want you to introduce this in the cheesiest FM radio DJ way possible, okay? So
all right.
I'm going to shut up, and it's time for you to intro to this on Loud and Local.
What's up, Radio Land? We're about to go into Dead Batteries, a real ripping tune by Seattle local Scarves. You can see them at Emerald Queen Casino opening for Heart this Thursday. Rock!
Amazing. Okay, wow. Don't take my job, bro. All right, here it is. It's Loud Local on the Rock.
Blended. Just a handful of useless things, like a prayer for the president or a letter to your congressman. Just a quarter in a broken machine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.